All right. Call the July meeting of the Mountain Wetlands Commission to order. We have Commissioner Rosto, Commissioner Abde, Commissioner Joe Berardi, Commissioner Sandra Berardi, Commissioner Ocalini, and Commissioner LeClaire present. The first order of business is the approval of the minutes from the June 15th regular meeting. Take a look at them.
Well, in that case, I make a motion to approve the minutes of the June 15th, 2023 regular meeting.
Second?
Second.
Commissioner Rosto, any discussion? Rosto made the motion. Commissioner Ocalini beat Commissioner Berardi to it. Seconded it.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Awesome. Any opposed?
I abstain.
One abstention. Okay. Motion carries. All in favor with Commissioner LeClaire, except Commissioner LeClaire, who abstained.
I did too.
Oh, you did? I'm
yes.
Sorry. Commissioner Abde abstained as well. I'm sorry. I thought you were raising that for
me. Yeah.
A majority rules in favor. Any comments from the public relating to items that are not on the agenda? And any comments from the public for items not on the agenda? Any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? All right. No show cause hearings, no public hearings. Old business, 669 Route 163, parcel 038-0560, Oakdale, Connecticut, owner Town of Montville, applicant VCP Montville LF LLC for temporary disturbance within the upland review area in conjunction with development of a 600 kW ground-mounted solar array. So are they relocating the transformer?
They're moving it over. So it was right at the fence line. Now they're going to put it behind the fence line. So it just increased the disturbance area by 409 square feet for 940 square feet. All of my comments from June 15th have been addressed. I conducted a site walk with Liz Burdick on July 7th. We had no concerns. We had seen a few areas of the top that we just wanted to check. But what it was John had people from the material from down back and they put it up top. And while doing so, they transplanted invasive species. So Liz and I thought potentially there might be wetlands up there. He checked if there was no wetlands, it's just invasive species. So we had no concerns. The applicant is here.
I'm sorry I missed the last meeting. Are you clearing anything that's on top of the landfill, or is it just the top of a landfill?
It will be some vegetative clearing. We, because it is a capped landfill, we of course cannot disturb the actual soil being, but obviously in order, you can see that there's a lot of growth, vegetation that within the footprint, within the fenced area of the array, we will take down the vegetation, and then the area will be stabilized with gravel on top of the existing soil for replacement of the concrete blocks that support the steel structure that support the soil.
So the blocks are what's holding it down. There's no screws going into
That's correct, because they cannot penetrate the cap. The common practice for installing solar arrays on top of cap landfill system, essentially what we call ballasted systems, large concrete blocks, PVC opens under that, and they are designed to have all structural, part structural calculations for us, so when going based on the slope of the concrete.
Just curiosity, what's the wind speed they're designed for?
Ooh, now you're testing me. I'm not a structural engineer. So
I was just curious. I was just wondering. That's all.
I'm not sure. I don't obviously. I know structural code varies, obviously, by location. Yeah. I would want to venture a number and give you that number. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Not really a wetland issue. I'm just curious.
So as the officer mentioned, this is the same plan presented with a slight modification based on moving a trench, and that is the connection to the grid. And so the trench is now right outside the fence line here, so right here, where the previous version had it hung in the perimeter of the pavement, and that was caused the trench to meet the fence in the back under, and at the engineer's request, we just simply stayed right along the east side of the fence, even outside that fence line. That's the slight increase in all of the disturbance.
Is there any concern about scour off of the solar panels on top of the landfill cap?
No, because the systems are open, it does not cause any kind of a point drainage drip line. The existing gravel, the gravel is placed, and then the existing soils are can accommodate this content. And because the soils themselves are impervious in nature because of capping the landfill to try to
We had a meeting for the PCC application. Liz, myself, the town engineer, and Brad from his company. And that was discussed at length with the town engineer. So, he was satisfied with it.
Okay. And then the maintenance between the panels for vegetative growth is weed whackers and sort of hand
tools. Correct. Yes, correct. It would just be standard maintenance as needed. I'm not sure if there's a regular schedule.
We requested that
on the plan. That's all we requested. So. Perfect. It says on the plan to be done
quarterly. Okay. We might get lucky in the winter.
Anybody else have any? My other, just out of curiosity, non-wetland kind of question, how much total power will it produce in a year, do you know?
I think the AC capacity, I believe, is 650 kilowatts.
Yeah, I just wonder how many kWh in there.
So again, I'm not sure. I'd have to look outside and know that.
Yeah. Okay. It's not it's something I thought you just might know. I'm just curious. That's what I did when I was... When I was employed, I was working in a public plant. Anybody ever have any questions? All right, nobody has any questions. Need a motion.
And I'll make the motion after giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those of Section 10 and or
Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetlands
Regulation and Section
22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes. I move to approve the application 23-IWC-9, applicant VCP Montville LF LLC, owner, Town of Montville, for temporary disturbance within the URA in conjunction with the proposed development of a 600 kV AC ground-mounted solar array at 669 Route 163, Oakdale, Connecticut, per the application and associated documents dated June 6, 2023, as shown on plans entitled Proposed Solar PV Development, Town of Montville Landfill, 669 Route 163, Oakdale, Connecticut, prepared by Weston and Sampson Engineers Incorporated, dated June 6, 2023, revised 7/19/23. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
second it.
Any discussion? All right. Commissioner Occhialini made a motion. Commissioner LeClair seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Brighty, are you in favor?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sorry, I'm here. All right. So, carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. New business, no correspondence?
None.
All right. One more motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Fire second?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, thanks everybody for coming for such a short period of time.
Well, the gent is clear.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
that.
Yes, Avalonia, yes. Yeah. Pleasure to meet you.
What's your name?
Bobby. Or Bob, Rob, whatever.
What do you think?
We're outside one day.